This is the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup presented to you by High Five Tom and in conjunction with VFTR 2.0, all part of the amazing family of...
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
Well, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? It's your boy, High Five Tom, and this is another edition of the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. And as you can see in the show notes, I've got a couple of reviews. We've also got some promos for the shows going down this week. And also, I had a great conversation with Simon from Says from Frozen Tundra Wrestling. So, a lot to cover this week, so let's get cracking. But first, a show, unfortunately, that I did miss, but Ring of Honor. Ran their Ring of Fire show. It was a benefit for the Berwyn, Illinois Fire Department. This went down at the world-famous Berwyn Eagles Club in Berlin, Illinois. And unfortunately, I was not able to get the live card, but I am still trying to track that down. So if anyone has that, then love to send me. I'd love to share it with everybody. But the show started off with Anthony Primetime Katina versus the Hawaiian Hitman Cole Loxamana versus Joey Avalon and the human highlight reel Isaiah Moore. Great back and forth of these two, four up-and-comers for sure on the AAW rosters. But in the end, there was dueling pile drivers by Isaiah and Joey Avalon to bring home the victory. Next, we've got Shane Boucher. Oh, nope. Shaz McKenzie jumps him as he's making his way up to the ring, calls out Sierra, wanting her title shot right here, right now. And the pride of Milwaukee, Sierra, gladly obliges. But after a great battle, Sierra, showing off her newly trained submission skills, puts on a Taz mission, and Shaz quickly taps out. And still, your AAW Women's Champion, Sierra. Next, we've got a six-person scramble, which will go a long ways to see who's battling next for that AAW Heritage Champion. But we had unsigned and don't care, one of High Five Tom's favorites, Gary J. We had the Savior, David Ali. We had Rafael Quintero, Shane Hollister, Sabotage Sean Logan, and Heather Reckless. Great battle between the six competitors here, but in the end, Quintero comes off the top rope into a stiff forearm from the Robo Ginger Gary J, and Gary J is your victor. Afterwards, Hollister jumps out, jumps the MVP of the match, Heather Reckless, but Gary J does come in for the save. Next, for the AAW Tag Team Champions, Russ Jones and Shaft take on the very crafty Hustle and Muscle of Karam and Akeem Zane for the AAW tag belts. But as Russ and Shaft took it to Hustle and Muscle before the bell, a big beatdown, probably go on for a good 5 minutes for the bell even rang. But in the end, as crafty as Hustle and Muscle as Karam was able to induce a ref attack by Shaft, and thus getting Shaft and Russ Jones disqualified, and Hustle and Muscle escape with their AAW Tag Team Championship belts in tow. Then we had a last man standing match where was Solomon Tupu versus Conan Lycan, where the loser leaves town. These two beat the dog shit out of each other. As Tyler Bowles explained on commentary, these two have had history, former roadmates, former great friends, turned bitter enemies, but after a huge, huge powerbomb by Solomon Tupu off the rope, was the final nail in Conan Lycan's AAW career. After the intermission, Axel Rico, who's been mouthing off to the legend Tony Riquin for well over a year, enticing Tony to come out of retirement, show the kid what time it is, beating Rico, Axel Rico, from pillar to post. But Rico was able to battle back. But one last mistake, Tony dodged a knee in the corner and got a schoolboy roll up for the win. So we got a little bit of comeuppance on Axel Rico. Next, Robert Ego Anthony versus Big Beef Gnarls Garvin. As Gnarls Garvin has a future title shot in his pocket, taking on All Ego Robert Anthony. But the veteran Anthony took it to Beef with a myriad of offense. Beef stood tall, and when sabotage Sean Logan and Davey Vega both tried to interfere, Vega knocked out Eagle by quote-unquote by accident, hitting him with the belt, allowing Beef to hit that Beef Bomb, and Beef walks away still with a future title shot in tow. Then the aforementioned Heritage Championship match with Joe Alonso taking on everyone's favorite friend, Chico Suave. Chico battled valiantly, but in the end, Chico went for the Chico Slam, but Joe, being a wily, heelish asshole that he is, allowing to get that huge, big Phil Nelson Slam on Chico, and Joe Alonso retains his Heritage Championship. However, after the match, though, Alonso and Chucky Smooth continue the assault on Chico Suave, but the winner of the six-person scramble earlier, Gary J, comes out making his intentions known, saving the day and saving Chico Suave. So hopefully, like I said, I am definitely part of the cult of Gary J. Hopefully, Gary J gets a future Heritage Championship shot in the future. But then, in the main event, for the big fucking belt, as the former champ, the Gunslinger himself, the returning Matt Fitchett, took on his former tag team partner, Davey Vega, as the besties in the world exploded. These two showed that they know each other very well, as they went for tit for tat the entire mat, and Matt Fitchett was able to avoid interference from Sabotage to get a big splash, and as the ref counted what would have been a sure three count, Robert Anthony, who's been lipping off for Vega for weeks, saying he skipped the line, comes out and drags the ref out of the match on a sure three count. They went back at it, that is, till the aforementioned Chaz McKenzie, who is now officially part of the Bravo family, came in, low blowed the Gunslinger, then Davey Vega whacked him in the head with the belt, a ref comes in, and Davey Vega has retained the big fucking belt. So that was AAW's Ring of Fire 2. Stay tuned as their next show is coming up back at the Berwyn Eagles Club, June 8th. And also, as stated before, a review for two shows I was in the building for as ICW Milwaukee presented their 420 Classic back at the bar in West Allis, Wisconsin. And like I said last week, this is High Five Tom's ICW anniversary, as my first show was my first ICW show was the 420 Classic back in 2018. A show, like I said, it's not hyperbole, really changed things in my life, but if you want to know more about that, tune in at a later date. But in the opening match, Hua Ming took on the returning Pitbull, Zach McGuire, where Zach won by disqualification when Josiah Botswana and Sensei Storm jumped into the ring, causing the disqualification. After that, Ford Feldman and Marvelous Ethan Matthews took on Tyler Baggins and the returning Raven Radix. For the heel, Ethan got a roll-up pin on Raven after Feldman distracted the referee. Next, the Deadpool of Gunnar Wicks and Sean Priest took on the Great Outdoors. And this, Val Malone actually came out. She had been hired on. She was hired to make sure this match was actually a quote-unquote regular match, as it was scheduled to be a 60th Street Fight. I made that up, by the way. That's not what it was officially called. But after a low blow on Oso, the match was restarted by JP and the street fight that we all wanted went down. A lot happening on this, but after Yeti chased Gunner out of the building with a deer mount, yes, high fivers, that is correct, a deer mount, also got a huge spear on Priest for the win. In a shoo-in for match of the year, the Outlaw, Zach Hendricks, took on the Apex Athlete, CJ Cole, both former guests of the show. A lot to talk about this match. If you can get your hands on it, like I always say in the promos, Dysfunction does, for $10, you can hit up Dysfunction. He will get you the footage. Or if you want to wait till it's uploaded till IWTV in a couple weeks, I highly suggest you check out this match. But in the end, after all kinds of amazingness, CJ got a sneak roll-up on Zach, and Zach Hendricks' losing streak since losing that title continues. However, afterwards, Zach did not take the loss well, and stay tuned as this story unfolds as Zach beat down CJ Cole. There are some words said, and that's we'll just leave it at that. But then after that, in a battle for the ICW World title, the champion, Jaden Mercer, the Spectre, took on the demented Chucky Bates. Yes, both former guests of this very show, and you can just go back in the archives. These two took a couple shots at each other on the podcast here, but these two beat the living shit out of each other. But in the end, Chucky nails the Chucky's Edge powerbomb for the pin, and your new ICW World Champion, the demented Chucky Bates. But wait, like I mentioned earlier, Zach Hendricks ain't having it. Came out, beat down Chucky, and his reign of terror continues as Zach is battling his way towards the ICW World Championship. Next, in something you don't see every day, we have a father versus son grudge match as Dysfunction took on his oldest son, Big Lucas, who took a vicious beating from his dad, including a chair shot that still is reverberating through my brain. But Lucas was able to outlast his dad, beating him with a huge slam through a door laced with a bunch of bottle caps, and Big Lucas gets the win over his dad. But who gets the last laugh as a generous high-fiver? Not me, by the way. Did actually throw a $50 bill into the ring, which got stapled onto Lucas's forehead. However, Dysfunction's no dummy. He took that $50 bill after the stapling and took that on home with him. But next, we've got the new team of Jack Sirius and Mo Foley, who last month had won a match to get their shot at the ICW tag titles against Marjax, the vets of Marman and Jarrett Jax, the veterans that they are, use some underhanded tactics to keep Jack in the ring and also to beat down Mo. But in the end, Jack got an awesome crucifix pin on the Marman, and we have new tag team champions, Mo Foley and Jack Sirius. And I'm not sure, don't quote me on this, but I believe that Jack might be the youngest champion in ICW Milwaukee history. Stay tuned for next month's conversation with Jerry. I will confirm that in the meantime. Next, we have for the ICW alternative title, the son of a thousand maniacs, Tyler Sullivan versus Armando Alvarez, the big stepper, Armando Alvarez. And Armando, who claims to be the smartest guy in the building, got a low blow coupled with some brass knuckles punch to become your new ICW Midwest champion. But I can almost guarantee you this feud is far from over. But last, in the main event for the ICW alternative belt, your boy, my personal friend, guest of this very show, Tommy Trainwreck, took on Short and Sweet Bobby V in a no rope barbed wire match. Yes, high fivers. Yes, high flyers. I am not kidding. It is a no rope barbed wire match. The first one in ICW in quite some time. But in the end, Tommy battled through the interference of Ethan Matthews and Ford Feldman to hit a huge pile driver after many shots of light tubes, many doors were broken, many chairs were broken, but a pile driver through a huge pile of light tubes, even after there was a slam through the barbed wire door to the outside. But Tommy is now a two-time ICW alternative champion as he's getting on quite a roll here as we roll into the Insane Eight. Then, day two of the 420 Classic, back at the bar in West Allica, Wisconsin, to open the show in a grudge match from the night before. Theory of Asian Unity, Josiah and Wah are teamed back up with their Sensei Storm, took on the new tag team champions, Jack Sirius, Mo Foley, and the Pitbull, Zach McGuire. And with Jack and Mo taking out Storm and Josiah on the outside, Zach got the DDT win on Raw. Next, Ford Feldman versus Oso Turco, where Feldman used a loaded fanny pack to knock out Oso and get a big pin on the ICW veteran Oso Turco. Then, in an ICW Midwest champion, the new champ, the big stepper Amanda Alvarez, took on Yeti Henderson. Obviously Yeti, no more for his tag team champions, but once again, Armando showing he is the smartest man in the building, was able to knock out the much larger Yeti, once again using those brass knuckles to retain his ICW Midwest Championship. And then another return, we've got short and sweet Bobby V taking on Fuck You Yanni GQ, and a classic Bobby V style. With the distraction from Val Malone, Bobby got an eye poke into a roll up with a handful of tights for the win on the returning Yanni GQ. Then, in a grudge match that's too much for words, Zach Hendricks teamed up with an old teammate, Jarrett Jax, to take on CJ Cole and the ICW World Champion Chucky Bates. These four showed why they are some of the best in the Midwest, but Zach gets a win back on Chucky with less than a reputable roll-up. In the main event, battle-tested Ben, who has been pissed off that Tommy, while Ben has been gone, has now become one of ICW's favorites. But they battled in a good old-fashioned doors, chairs, and light tubes match, but in the end, Tommy proves why he is ICW Alternative Champion when he powerbombed Ben through yet another huge stack of light tubes to retain the ICW Alternative Champion. So, stay tuned as ICW's next show is coming up May 17th back at the bar. But now, let's go into the promos for this week's coming shows. First, we got two shows going down Friday, April 26th, starting with Asylum Wrestling Revolution, returning with their show Outlaws 2 at the Maryland Rose Center in Indianapolis, Indiana. The next, we have Legacy Pro with their show Battle for Supremacy, the 10th anniversary show. Congratulations, Legacy Pro, on their 10th anniversary show, but a big card going down at the Buena Vista Blanket Hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Then, we've got 8 shows going down on Saturday, April 27th, starting with Great Lakes Championship Wrestling's show Fear the Spear back at the Circle B in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. Next, we have AWF with their show High Impact at the Hayward Sports Center in Hayward, Wisconsin. And I've got a good authority that personal friend of the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup, J.J. Rogue, will be in the building causing all kinds of havoc. Then, All Out Pro Wrestling has their show Grantsburg Brawl at the Grantsburg Community Center in Grantsburg, Wisconsin. Next, you have Midwest Championship Wrestling running their show in Ottawa, Illinois. Then, the Janesville Wrestling Alliance is back at the Rock County Fairgrounds in Janesville with yet another huge card, and friends and future guests Matt and Adam from the Dork Side of the Ring podcast will be on the call. Under the Lights Entertainment is running their Mayhem and Mattoon 8 at the Mattoon American Legion Post in Mattoon, Illinois. Pro Wrestling Battleground is returning with their show Super Fight 2024 at the Blue Saloon in St. Paul, Minnesota. Many High Five Tom favorites and future and former guests on the card, including Josiah Vatsana, Hua Ming, NDS, Connor Hopkins, Kyle Pro, Hartenbauer, and the champ, Bill Williams. Magnum Pro has their show Legacy at the German American Society in Omaha, Nebraska. And I know the chokeout artist, Jay Fowler, the champ, is on the card. If you want to know why Jay is a chokeout artist, hit me up and I'll let you all know. But last but never least, we've got Frozen Tundra Wrestling back at the venue at River's Edge in Waterloo, Wisconsin with their follow-up to Fight 40, Dead or Alive. But don't take my word on it. Make sure you to listen after the promos here. Simon Says tells you what's all in store for this show. Last, we've got Discover Pro Wrestling with their show Salt the Wound at the Clyde Iron Works in Duluth, Minnesota. But like I said, make sure stay tuned here for the great conversation I had with Simon with their upcoming show Dead or Alive.
One. All right, what up, High Fivers? What up, High Flyers? It's your boy, High Five Tom. And I know I say this a lot, but I don't care. It's my podcast. I do what I want. But got one of my favorite promoters and a good friend of mine, Mr. Simon Says, to talk about a little Frozen Tundra wrestling. Simon, how are you tonight, my friend?
I'm doing good, and I'm doing really good, and I hope those high fivers are doing even better.
Yeah, I hope everyone out there in High Five Land is doing pretty well, but you got a big show here coming out for off of your 40 show, which was awesome, by the way. So I had a great time. But what are you guys bringing for us this month?
Well, this Saturday at Dead or Alive, we have a bunch of matches going on. Big one is we got our tag team championships being defended with MKE Vice getting their wish with a tornado tag match against the big old Baker Boys.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah.
And we also have the Brothers of Funstruction coming back in. Whiskey Bet Hellbound didn't appreciate getting hit by that briefcase or whatever it was that Yabo had, and the chickens probably too. So they have accepted a rematch against them, and it will be what they call a riddle box match. Brothers of Funstruction are bringing a riddle box, and whatever is inside of that box is fair game in the match.
Nice. Yeah, and knowing those two, there's gonna be some less than reputable objects in that box, I'm sure.
I'm 100% positive of that fact.
Yeah.
We've got XTC's defending against Harley T. Morris, who's coming back in for us.
Oh, nice.
We've got Nell Dillinger coming back in. We've got Stacy Shadows and Raven Radix squaring off.
Oh, nice. Yeah, because Stacy wasn't there last time, so.
Yep. We've got Freedom's coming back in. We've got, of course, the big Steppa, Armando Alvarez. We've got CJ, Chucky. I mean, it's going to be a hell of a night. And there's going to be plenty of twists, turns, and plenty of action.
Nice, nice. Yeah, it's always a good time. Like I said, yeah, a lot of, you've got a good, especially with this card, exemplified by Stacy and Raven. Obviously, you've got the experience versus the youth. A nice combination of both. And obviously, you got Armando, you got CJ, Chucky, all the young kids. So it's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And you guys are back at the venue at River's Edge as usual?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll be there. Doors will open at 6:30. Show starts at 7:30. I think the price of admission is well worth it.
Yeah. So. Yeah, once you get in the door, I mean, there's last month, I mean, there's a lot of food options. So those guys did a great job because that was for the local wrestling team, right?
Yep, the Waterloo Youth Knights. We let them sell food at our events to raise money for their team. So,
yeah, I probably had a bit one too many brownies from over there. their baked goods were fantastic. So
They do a good job, and the beers are cheap at the River's Edge. It's not like you go there and beers are $7. You can get a Miller Lite for $2. So.
Yeah, I mean, the way things should be, I mean, there's other venues that I'm not going to mention, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. Definitely like to gouge when they have special events. They do a great job over there. So, and then listen, afterwards, if people can't make it live, they can watch it on Twitch still.
We've been working on getting it up on Twitch a little better. We will be putting it up on YouTube. We're going to attempt Twitch again this time live. We'll see if that works out. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes the interface on Twitch gets weird, just depending on your internet connection and different things. We're going to attempt it again. But yeah, we'll definitely be getting it up on YouTube. Right now, the last show, Fight 40, is up on YouTube.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. And I will make sure I will get obviously the Twitch link and also YouTube. But also, if you don't want to buy tickets at the door, you can get them advance. you know, at the Frozen Tundra Wrestling website, and I will put the links on there as usual. Simon, is there anything I'm missing for all the high fivers for anyone that wants to support the show?
You know, I would just say that, you know, if you haven't made the trip and you haven't come experience Frozen Tundra Wrestling at the venue at River's Edge, then you're missing out.
Or Frozen, unless it, you know, obviously we'll talk a little bit later in the summer, but you got some shows coming up this summer that'll be awesome. But yeah, make sure you check out Dead or Alive. It's going to be a good time. Kind of find out the repercussions from Fight 40, you know, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Simon, as always, I appreciate it, my friend. And we will see you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Later, dude.
Bye.
All right, High Fivers. I forgot to mention, Simon's actually got a special announcement. So you guys are going to be doing special t-shirts for this show?
Yep. We will actually have a limited number of special Dead or Alive t-shirts available at this show. They are very limited in number, so first come, first serve on those. I'll also have some Frozen Tundra Wrestling t-shirts available too. So.
Awesome. And should people just hit you up on the Facebook if they want to order those ahead of time?
You can order the Frozen Tundra Wrestling t-shirts by hitting us up on Facebook, but the Dead or Alive t-shirts are strictly for the show. You have to be there to get you one.
Nice. I like your style. Awesome. So we forgot to mention that. So Simon and I wanted to get back on real quick because that's obviously pretty important. So Simon, I know we said that a couple seconds ago, but I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Absolutely.
Once again, I just want to thank Simon for coming on. Make sure everyone's supporting Frozen Tundra Wrestling. Listen, if you can't make the show, I will include the YouTube links on the show notes here. But, as always, I will be at several of these shows, rocking my Hawaiian shirt, sport my visor, which, thank you, shout out to Jack Series. I actually left at ICW, but it has been returned to me. But guzzling some beer, honestly, I mean, I don't even know why I say beer anymore, but it's more like ginger ale. So if you see me stop by for a high five, your first drink is always on me, leaded or unleaded. Plus, I know there's a lot of shows here going on in the Midwest wrestling scene. That I may have missed. I'd love to put them all over, so tweet me at High Five Tom. That's not the number five, or that's, please tweet me at High Five Tom. That's the number five, not five spelled out, or at the Midwest Wrestling Roundup, a podcast on the Twitter machine. Lastly, a friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionaries Global Media to all fans, remember that all cards are subject to change. Thank you so much, High Fivers. Thank you so much, High Flyers. I'll talk to everybody next week.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.